This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? I've never used that phrase, but I instantly know what it means. And I think it's interesting because it works two different ways. Some people need to have their social battery charged, and they this is the introvert extrovert thing. And some people, you know, like they've got enough energy for other people, but then it's time to sort of step away. And, you know, as we get to this part where winter is ending, which again, it's opposite. I love winter. I don't need it to end. You know, you start getting together with more people and it can be a little draining on top of every other thing that we all have going on in our lives. I just assume everybody's overburdened because I think everybody's overburdened, but it can be tough to deal with. And also one of the things is like, you can't necessarily understand why you feel that way or why it's making you tired, but it's a real thing. If you think that you could use some help with it, if you could figure out a way to make things better, therapy is a great way to help. It can give you that kind of self-awareness to know how to ride that level just right so that you feel good, you feel right. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is, again, we've been talking about being busy, right? You got to fit that in. You got a lunch period. You can do it during that time, whichever. That's possible. You fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I like that. There is no penalty for finding the person who is right for you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iFanboy today. Get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/iFanboy.
Hey, this is Josh from iFanboy.
And this is Connor from iFanboy.
Say, Connor, you've heard of the Boogeyman, the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, all those, right?
Although I call the Bigfoot Yeti because that's what his friends tell him to call him.
I thought that was the Abominable Snowman.
Well, there it's... Listen, I can't get into it. He said he.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to call Chris Claremont. Anyway, what about the Blackwood Bugman?
Is he from the Boston Bugmans?
He's from Dorchester, exactly. No, no, it's a new podcast, Blackwood, which is a sort of a radio drama in the form of an audio documentary. Mm-hmm. It's about three small town teenagers who start a podcast to investigate the urban legend of the monster of Blackwood. It's the Bug Man. They find out it's a much bigger deal than they thought. That's
often what happens when teenagers get involved in mysteries.
Well, in a drama sense, that's exactly what's supposed to happen. So that's right. Fine. Why are we here right now?
Well, all of our listeners here are going to hear a preview of Blackwood, in which they're going to meet Molly, Brian, and Nathan as they start their investigation into the Bug Man. And they come to realize that they may have bitten off more than three teenagers can chew. Which is a lot, because teenagers eat lots of food, if you recall.
I think teenager. That they should just pull its mask off.
Oh, you kids!
You know what? They'd have gotten away with it. Anyway, so while you're listening to this preview, you dig it at your thing, subscribe to Blackwood on Apple Podcasts or Overcast or whatever it is however you cast. Wherever you're listening to this, you can find a link in the episode notes for this little episode that we're sharing with you right now. And if you like it, you're spooked, you're intrigued, any of those things, share with your friends, keep on listening, and mostly enjoy.
Five years ago, three teenagers from the small town of Blackwood, Connecticut, started an investigation into a local legend.
We are officially recording. Wait, hold on.
Within weeks, their names would be added to a long list of tragedies in town. Everything you're about to hear was recorded by them. All of it. It wasn't until recently that I got access to the audio and decided to make some edits.
Mr. Problem.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
Just hold on one second. I wrote a script. It's somewhere in here.
Of course you did.
These recordings might help unravel what happened to them. Only one escaped, another institutionalized, and the last is missing to this day. Three lives ruined. All in the course of recording the Blackwood podcast.
You can kick against his thickly scaled body, scratch at his bulging red eyes, but you won't escape the Blackwood Bugman. With a twitch, he sinks his razor-sharp teeth into his prey, draining the blood and replacing it with his mind-warping venom. Welcome to the Blackwood Podcast. My name is Molly Weaver, and on the show, we're going to learn where this terrifying local legend started and figure out why few people will talk about it today. I'm sitting with my fellow producers, Brian Anderson. Don't wave. Say hello or something.
Hello.
And Nathan Howell.
Hey.
Brian, let's start with you. What is the version of the Blackwood Bugman that you know?
Whew, good question. I don't know. I always imagined the Bugman as like the Terminator meets the Fly. You know, dripping wet, disgusting, but basically just a giant bodybuilder who casually eats people.
Okay, is that what you heard when you were younger, or is that just what you imagine?
it's definitely probably just what I imagined. I heard he's like a protector, you know, protects the woods and stuff.
So you're saying he's not a Terminator who eats people?
No, but it's dope, right? No.
And Nathan, you're new to Blackwood.
Is that a question?
Well, I wonder if we can get a perspective of the legend from the new boy in town.
You want to answer the question, new boy?
Did I say new boy? Did I? Yeah. Okay, let's take that again.
Molly and Brian, having been friends their whole lives, typically spent their summers working on a project. When they were 11, they tried to start a band. At 13, they wanted to shoot their own alien movie. But at the end of their sophomore year of high school, Nathan Howell moved to town and eventually joined the team. Inspired by their favorite horror podcasts, Molly and Brian wanted to produce their own show, be the first to release a full breakdown of the Blackwood Bugman legend. Nathan's motivations were a little less creative.
I mean, there's nothing else to do in this town.
There's tons of stuff to do here.
Like what? Go to the mall?
Or the movie theater?
Which is in the mall?
Yes.
Your mom never talked about creepy stuff from her hometown?
I mean, no. No, she never really talked about Blackwood at all. We wouldn't even be here if she didn't have to take care of my grandpa, so I'm just glad there's some stupid monster to talk about.
That's not totally stupid. People have seen it.
Like, people have said they've seen Bigfoot, right?
So you're saying Bigfoot isn't real?
Dude, come on.
You don't know. Listen, I'm not saying I definitely believe in the Bugman. I'm just saying there's like a lot of people that do.
Some say the Blackwood Bugman is timeless, an ageless demon watching over this region since before mankind even existed.
Yeah, wait, hold up. How do you do that?
Do what?
You sound like an actual reporter.
I am an actual reporter. And so are you. Okay, let's go.
Blackwood for life!
Oh, God, kill me. I'll kill you.
Guys, shut up. Here somebody comes. Excuse me, sir? Do you have a second to talk about a local legend?
Not today, sorry.
All right, well, we're off to a great start.
Well, that's a good example of something I can just edit out.
excuse me, ma'am, have you ever heard of the Blackwood Bugman?
You're blocking the sidewalk.
Yeah, you suck at this, dude.
Oh, yeah? You try it.
I will try it. All right, what about this guy over here? Right. Pardon me, sir, but have you heard of the Blackwood Bugman?
Bugman?
Sing.
What's that, a movie?
Shit.
Sure, I've heard of him. Some nonsense about scaring kids, right?
My son scratched up my car and blamed the Bugman. Does that count?
I have a cousin who said she saw it.
Really? Can we talk to her?
She's dead.
I'm so sorry. How did she die?
None of your business.
Have a good day.
Yeah, so her cousin was definitely killed by the Bugman.
This sucks.
Honestly, this is kind of what I was expecting. It's why our podcast is interesting.
It's interesting because no one gives a shit?
No one talks about the Bugman. But it's such a weird story. There's like kidnappings and stuff. I mean, there has got to be some truth to it.
Maybe. Oh, hey, look, how about her?
Excuse me, ma'am, do you believe in the Blackwood Bugman?
when I was a kid? Sure. Why?
That's great. we are recording a show about local legends. Can we ask you some questions?
Ask away.
Thank you. First of all, what's your name?
Karen.
Full name?
Karen Patterson. I've lived in Blackwood my whole life.
What do you think you know about the Blackwood Bugman?
He just means, well, you get it.
Yeah, like, just tell us the way you heard it, like you're telling us an urban legend.
Oh, this is fun. Let me see. So I heard the Bugman lives in Prescott Park. He sleeps during the day, comes out at night to hunt for campers, kind of like a vampire or a mosquito, I guess.
Excellent. Would you say you believe in the Bugman?
Well, kinda, yeah.
Seriously?
Sure. My pop used to tell me this story about a girl who got carried away by the Bugman. I used to make him tell it when I had sleepovers.
Does your father still live in town?
Oh, he lives right down the street. Do you want to come talk to him?
Thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us.
Oh, my pleasure. Seem like nice kids.
I am a very nice kid.
I'm in the other two.
Sir, would you mind stating your name for the recording?
Richard Patterson.
And have you lived in Blackwood your whole life?
No. I grew up in New York. My family moved here when I was about 12.
How come?
My father got a job in the mill. Speaking of which, you're Stuart Howe's grandson.
Yeah.
You look like him a little.
Do you believe in the Bugman, Mr. Patterson?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you think so few people believe in him?
Well, I suppose it's easier not to.
I guess so. Your daughter told us you know a story of a girl who saw it?
She was one of the victims, yes.
What do you mean?
I mean she was taken by him.
That's awesome.
Her name was Abby Dunn. She'd been seeing Matt Cooper, used to run the post office. Now his kid does.
Arnold, Paul.
Right, Arnold. Loses half my mail every week. Anyway, Matt Cooper told me they'd snuck a few of his father's beers out. Went to park down by the woods. They were drinking. And, well, suddenly Abby starts screaming. Says she saw someone in the woods.
The Bugman.
Cooper looks and sees nothing. But she swears she saw someone watching them.
Does Abby's family still live in town?
No. Her folks moved away not long after everything happened.
So you've never seen the Bugman yourself?
Never. Thank God.
Did you ever think Abby just ran away?
No, Abby's body was found. They say she might have fallen down a rock face, but...
She died?
Banged up beyond recognition, just like the others.
Sorry, when you say the others, you mean...
The other victims.
Pop, I thought this was a made-up story.
What? No, I mean, maybe I held back some of the details. You were just a kid, but... No. Abby died in those woods. No one wanted to hear it, but I always figured she and Cooper got into an argument. Probably got out of the car to get away from him. Ran into some trouble.
It would be really easy to get lost out there.
Yeah, and it wouldn't take much to end up hurt. But no. No, I think it was the Bugman that got her.
So you're being for real? You really think that a Bugman ate your friend?
What?
The Blackwood Bugman? The legend about...
What are you
about...
talking about here? I'm not talking about some creature.
But you said the Bugman.
The Bugman I'm talking about is a real person. A real killer.
Molly, have you ever heard of this shit?
No.
Well, there aren't a lot of people who believe he exists. But these deaths weren't accidents, and monsters don't exist. Someone was behind it all.
That was just a preview of Blackwood. To hear the rest of this episode, subscribe to Blackwood on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, or find a link in the episode notes.